lust and immorality. In a world full of sexual immorality, these are some of the hardest passages to accept. Let us study them carefully and objectively. Desire. Jesus says in Matthew 5:27 that even a lustful look is adultery in the heart. James indicates that unhealthy desire leads to sin. In James chapter 1 verse 15, he says, "Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death." Desire becomes wrong when it turns to covetousness or goes out of control. In Martin Luther's words, "You cannot stop birds from flying over your head, but you can stop them from building their nests in your hair." Disassociate. In Matthew 5:29, Jesus speaks of cutting off an eye or a hand if it leads to sin. He's obviously speaking figuratively, implying complete disassociation with the circumstance causing sin. The problem is not with the eye or the hand, it is with the heart. That is where the disassociation should occur. This association with unhealthy relationships, habits, thoughts, etc. can be as painful as cutting off an eye or hand, but needs to be followed through. God has given many promises, assuring us of His help in following through with enabling us to achieve victory, no matter how hard we may be hooked. We also need to put in our side of the effort and talk to ourselves and discipline ourselves about the futility of our own irrational attitudes. Divorce. Divorce is painful and leaves indelible marks on many. Jesus says in Mark 10, 11 and 12 and Luke 16, 18, "Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery. Till death do us part." Divorce and remarriage, while the partners are alive, is not encouraged in the Bible. Separation is allowed in exceptional cases. This is very hard to accept and harder to teach. The disciples also realize this, that it is a hard teaching. There is a risk of being stuck in a bad marriage or being stuck without marriage. Partner choice before marriage is extremely critical and should come under much prayer and discernment involving godly leaders. Dedication. From Jesus' teaching in Matthew 9, 10, 12, we see that very few can receive a life of singleness for Christ, maintaining the high standards discussed. It is a calling for few. In spite of the lowering standards of sexual purity in the world around, are we committed to adhering to God's standards? Do we fully believe in the value and blessedness of the fruitful, abundant life in obedience to His purpose?